BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling A Large Banquet.
A prominent Pharisee invited Jesus to his home on the Sabbath. The Lord noticed that everyone was carefully watching him, and then he saw why. In front of him was a man who was suffering because his body was swollen. Jesus turned to the religious leaders and said, "I have a question for you. Is it legal to heal on the Sabbath?" No one said a word. Jesus turned and healed the suffering man. After sending him away, the Lord said to those around him, "If your son fell into a well, you wouldn't worry if it was a Sabbath or not. You would quickly pull him out. Hey, you do the same thing for an animal." The people were unable to contradict him, so they didn't say anything. At the meal, Jesus saw that people were quick to claim the best seats for themselves. He said, "When you're invited to a special dinner, don't rush and sit in the most prominent place. If you do, your host may have to move you to make room for someone more worthy. He might assign you to a lower place while everyone is watching. How much better it would be if you would select a lower place. Then your host might come and say, 'Don't sit there. Please, move up higher.' This would be done in front of everyone." Always keep in mind, if you're constantly promoting yourself, you will eventually be humbled. But if you live in humility, you will be exalted by others. He then turned to those hosting the dinner. "The same goes for you. When you prepare a special meal, don't invite those who make you look good or those who have the ability to repay you in kind. No, invite the poor, the crippled, and blind. If you do, you will be blessed. Invite those who have no way to pay you back. God will see it and repay you at the resurrection." Jesus told this story. A great man decided to host a large banquet. He organized his guest list, and everyone agreed to come. So, a date was set. The man and his servants made all the preparations. Once everything was done, servants were sent out to those who were invited. They said, "Come! Everything is now ready." Without exception, all the men made excuses why they couldn't attend. One said, "I just bought a field, so I have to go see it." Another one said, "I just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to go see how good they are." Yet another said, I just got married. I'm going to stay here with my new wife." The master of the feast was angry when he heard all these excuses. He said to his servants, "Go out into the city streets and alleyways. Bring in the poor, the crippled, and blind." Once this was done, there was still room. So the master said, "Go into the country, along the lanes and highways. Insist that they come to my banquet. I want my house full. Oh, but make sure none of the original guests are allowed in."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.